Apropos of yesterday's lines from movies, I'd like to finish with a line from Star Wars. You are my only hope. Thank you, Your Honor, for your time and attention.
Thank you all for your—
That's Richard Sicking, attorney for the petitioner Bradley Westfall. All joking aside, the case could have important implications for workers' compensation cases in Florida. Westfall was a firefighter, and he injured his back while fighting a fire in 2009. The injury left Westfall in a category known as temporary total disability. This means he was unable to work for the moment, but his doctors expected him to return to work at some point. The problem for Westfall is this form of coverage is only available for 104 weeks, but he didn't fully recover from his surgeries within that two-year time frame. Under the current workers' compensation law, a person needs to have reached what's known as maximum medical improvement, or MMI, before determining whether or not they can qualify for permanent disability. Because Westfall was still getting better, he wasn't allowed to file and lost a chunk of his disability compensation. At the case's last stop, the District Court of Appeals attempted to remove the coverage gap Westfall fell into by determining people can apply for permanent disability when their temporary disability runs out. Florida Solicitor General Alan Windsor says this finding undermines distinctions in the current system.
The problem with the new interpretation is it affords permanent disability benefits to people who do not have permanent disabilities.
Kimberly Pirano, representing the city of St. Petersburg, says there are other benefits available in the gap. This is Pirano responding to Justice Pariente.
So although there's a gap, there's actually not a discontinuation of benefits?
That's correct. In usual cases, if there is 104 weeks exhaustion of the temporary benefits, but they're not at maximum medical improvement, they can get impairment benefits based on whatever the rating the doctor gives them.
But Sicking says these benefits are inadequate.
Impairment benefits are minuscule. And it's taking the comp rate of 765 and reducing it by 25%. So we went from 765 to 422. That's the math.
And impairment benefits are limited, too. They're calculated at a rate of 3 weeks for each percentage point of impairment, which would give Westfall 36 weeks of additional support. But there's one thing both parties to the case agree on. The district court's most recent interpretation is wrong. They just think so for different reasons. Pirano argues the district court overstepped its bounds by determining people can apply for permanent disability whenever their temporary disability runs out. Sicking, on the other hand, argues the two-year limit itself is unconstitutional, and the workers' compensation law as a whole does not adequately serve injured workers. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.